Chapter 19. The hatch to the humans' quarters opened as I approached. I stepped inside and saw Shakus and Riser in the middle of the floor, sitting cross-legged, facing each other. Their armor lay beside them. Each had tucked a single foot into the leggings. Shakus did not move, but Riser opened one eye and glanced at me.
"Blue Lady is exploring us," he said.
"You're not wearing your armor," I said.
He moved his foot. The armor moved with it.
"This is enough."
Shakus stretched up his arms with a cross expression.
"What have we done to deserve this?" he asked.
"I had nothing to do with your Gaius."
"Blue Lady says we have many lives inside," Riser said.
"We're seeing some of what happened on Charamacor," Shakus said. "Before the battles, before the war. I'm trying to see the caged prisoner. It's there somewhere, but why should I care?"
"I wish I understood," I told them. "I don't, not yet. There's a greater story, something that brings glory to your people, but I don't see it. I think it is yours to see, not mine."
Shakus got to his feet, breaking the connection with the armor and the ancilla.
"There's food. Forerunner food. You might as well have some."
Riser climbed onto a low bunk and brought forward a pair of trays covered with floating ampules of grayish material. It looked little different from the special food provided after my brevet mutation. Clearly, warrior servants were not tied to creature comforts. I tried to eat a little.
"We're approaching a quarantine system," I said.
"What have you learned? What do you remember about the Sanxiom?"
"They are shadows," Riser said. "They come, they go."
"I don't think I like them," Shaka said. "Too charming. Slippery."
"Well, we're going to visit them, and I think the Didact is going to want you to meet and talk with them. We all seem to be part of a game he's playing with the librarian."
"A tricky game?"
Riser asked.
"A very serious game.
I think she wasn't able to warn him about what's been happening since he entered the warrior keep, so we're his special tools.
Few would suspect us."
"How does that work?"
Shakus asked.
"We visit the places of history. We see, it stimulates us. We remember. Mostly you see, and you remember. Now that I have the Didact's memories, I think I'm supposed to link up with the domain, but the domain's not cooperating."
"Domain,"
Riser held up his hand.
"We don't know what that is."
"I'm not sure I do either.
You talk with your ancestors.
In the memory the librarian gave you, locked inside you, waiting to be activated. Is that a fair statement?"
Riser waggled his hand, meaning I presumed yes. His face relaxed, and he cocked his head. Shakus looked at him curiously.
"The domain is where we keep our deep ancestral records," I said. "They're stored there forever, available to any forerunner anywhere, no matter how far away."
"Not ghosts?"
"No, but sometimes strange. The records don't always stay the same. Sometimes they change. It is not known why."
I flashed through some of the Didact's own experiences with the domain, confused and unsatisfactory.
"Like real memories," Shaka said, watching me closely.
"I suppose. Such changes are regarded as sacred. They are never reversed or corrected. And I learned something about the Didact's war sphinxes. They're all that's left of his children."
Riser whistled and squatted, then rocked gently, screwing up his face again.
"The war killed many,
but humans fought well," I said.
"I think we're about to face a common enemy, not the Sanxiom."
Shakus and Riser focused fully on me.
"Empty cage,"
Riser said, and folded his arms around his body as if embracing and reassuring himself. The ship's ancilla flashed before us.
"The Didact requests your presence in the command center."
"All of us?"
Humans will stay in quarters until the situation is better understood. Riser chuffed, then sat cross-legged again and closed his eyes, lifting his chin as if listening to distant music. Slowly, Shaka sat as well, and they were as I had found them. I took the lift to the command center.